This is Bustin' Loose in Faith with none other than Apostle Dudley Tebow and Prophetess Lisa Tebow. Welcome, welcome, welcome to a broadcast that brings you word and encouragement for your soul. We want you to remember that you don't have no worries. All you need is faith in God. Bustin' Loose in Faith airs Tuesdays and Fridays at 6 p.m. Central Time. Now, without further ado, let's get into this broadcast, and may God bless you.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. God is good and worthy to be praised. All praise, all glory, all honor belongs to him this night and forevermore. Oh, Heavenly Father, as we come to you, holding ourselves under thy mighty hand tonight, in the name of Jesus, Lord, just thanking and praising you for your mercy, your grace, and love. Just thanking and praising you for who you are, that you are God. And besides thee, there is no other to worship in spirit and in truth. We bind up all technical difficulties and things that are trying to hinder the word of God from going forth here tonight in the name of Jesus. Hide me behind Calvary's cross. Lord Jesus, I pray you, use me, Father God, for thy glory in Jesus' name. Oh, Lord, we bind up all technical difficulties and things that are trying to hinder the word of God from going forth in the name of Jesus. Take authority over the prince of the air in the name of Jesus. Lord, I thank you for your mercy, your grace, and your love. Thank you for answering prayers, honor, and requests. And most of all, for salvation to go forth, that the kingdom of God may grow this night and forevermore. In Jesus' precious and holy name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. If you have a Bible with me, I'd like you to open up to the book of Matthew, the book of Matthew, chapter 7, verse 7 and 8. And the word says, ask and it shall be given you. Seek and you shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you. For everyone that asks it, receive it, and he that seeketh, find it. And to him that knock it, it shall be opened. Also in the book of Galatians, chapter 4, verse 2. The 8th clause of the verse says, continue earnestly in prayer. Devote yourselves to prayer. This is the word of God. For the people of God, may the Lord add a blessing to the hearers and to the doers of his holy word. Brothers and sisters in Christ, all those that are listening tonight and will be listening at a later date, we thank God for the opportunity tonight, hallelujah, to lift up that name that's above every other name. And that is the name of Jesus. Just for the next few minutes, we want to talk about, we are commanded to ask, seek, and knock in our daily prayer life. We are commanded to ask, seek, and find in our daily prayer life to God. Yes, my brothers and sisters in Christ, prayer is essential as the hour that we are living in. When we look around in 2023, we see how things are deteriorating at a rapid pace. We see where climate change is taking place, where the days are getting hotter, and the weather pattern is changing at a steady pace. When we look around at the seasons that we are living in the natural, seasons are unpredictable. Things are like it's in a flip-flop. But we know that God still has everything in control. So we, as born-again believers in Christ, we are joint heirs with Christ to the promises of God, which is yea and amen in Christ Jesus. Here we see in the book of Galatians 4, verse 2, the 8th clause of the verse, the Apostle Paul is talking to the Galatians here, and giving them encouragement and letting them know how important it is to pray. To pray at a steady pace. Just don't pray when one day a week. But pray as the Spirit of the Lord prompts us to pray. We are reminded on what 2 Chronicles 7:14 says. If my people, which is called by my name, which is humble themselves, seek my face, pray, and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven, forgive their sin, and heal the land. Yes, beloved, we must ask, we must seek, and we must knock on our daily prayer life as we pray to God Almighty, the one that sits high and looks low, the one that has all power in his hand, the one that neither slumber nor sleep, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the great I am, the one that spoke in the book of Genesis when the earth was born and said, let there be light, and light appeared. That's the kind of God that we serve. He loads us down with benefits each and every day of our lives. So we are grateful and thankful for him. Hallelujah. Yes, my brothers and sisters in Christ, to pray, it is a command that we must do as a follower of Jesus Christ. And to pray persistent, we must be persistent and consistent in our prayer life. You see, prayer is not an option for a believer in Christ. It is an order from the Lord himself. When we look at the book of Luke, chapter 18, verse 1, the Bible says in the B clause of the verse that men ought to pray and not to faint or lose heart. Goes on a little bit further in Luke 11, verse 9, it says, and I say unto you, ask, and it shall be given. And it shall be given you. Seek, and you shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you. You see, each one of these verbs are in the present tense, active in action, and could be translated to meaning keep on action, keep on seeking, keep on knocking. Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, does not want us as his followers to give up in prayer. Jesus instructs us to be persistent, consistent, to continue enduring in praying, enduring things consistently and persistently. Yes, beloved, child of God, if you are persistent in something, it stands to reason that you are to be passionate about it. Being passionate about something at any cost. Yes, child of God, prayer from the heart. That is what passionate prayer is all about. It is prayer, not only from head knowledge, but from heart, from deep within. Yes, heartfelt prayer is fervent prayer. Heartfelt prayer is passionate prayer. Remember what the word of God said in the book of James, chapter 5, verse 16? The B clause of the verse says, the effective, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. I'm going to say that again. James 5, verse 16, the B clause of the verse says that the effective fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. You see, it's good to know that you're in right standing with God. It's good to know that your prayer go beyond the ceiling into the holies of holies, into the throne of God. Hallelujah. Yes, the effectual fervent prayer of a righteous person, whether man or woman, availeth much. Don't ever believe that you're praying in vain. Don't ever believe that God don't hear your prayer. As a born believer of Christ, God hears his children's prayers. And God will answer prayer according to his will, according to his way. Hallelujah. Yes, beloved, child of God, we are commanded to ask, to seek, and to knock in our daily prayer life unto God. Yes, here again in the book of Matthew, chapter 7, verse 7 and 8, it says, ask, and it will be given you. Seek, and you shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you. For everyone that asks it, receive it. And he that seek it, find it. And to him that knock it, it shall be opened. What a blessing to know that God is not a man that he should lie, or the son of man that he should repent. If he said it, he shall bring it to pass. So we as born-again believers of Christ, in Christ, we must stretch out in faith. Hallelujah. We must stretch out in faith, believing so that we can receive what God's best for our lives. So keep knocking, keep asking, keep seeking, keep knocking. Hallelujah. It shall come to pass in God's timing when he sees fit to release what is yours into your hand. Yes, child of God, action, it requires boldness and having a belief that the one you ask is willing to give all his goodness to you and I as a child of God. Yes? Keep action, keep believing, keep trusting, and God will, in his time, bring everything to pass. Seeking, it requires having a belief that there is wisdom or truth or understanding to be found, and that God does not rebuke those who are seeking his wisdom. Seek the wisdom of the Lord. Draw near to him, and he'll draw near to you. Seek him while he may be found here tonight in 2023. Yes, beloved, knocking. Knocking implies on the fact that someone who is loving and powerful is behind the doors, who is ready to open them, to open it up for you. You see, those who come to God must believe that he will reward those who seek him. The Bible says that now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Hebrews 11 and 6 says, but without faith, it is impossible to please God. And them that come to God must believe that he is who he say he is. And he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Again, tonight we're talking about prayer. Prayer, communicating with God. Prayer, which is a two-way of communication. We pray to God, God hears. And we get quiet before him to listen to our instruction that is given in our secret closet And once the instruction is given, we don't sit on it, but we do as unto the Lord and do as he commands, not question it, but just move out in faith, believing that God knows what's best for us, each and every one of his children. What a blessing to know. And the God that we serve, he knows it all by name, the very hairs on our head. And for that, we are grateful here tonight. Yes, we are talking about, we are commanded to ask, to seek and knock in our daily prayer life unto the Lord. Child of God, again, action, it requires boldness and having a belief that the one you ask is willing to give all his goodness to you. Bible says that every good gift comes from above, from the Father of lights, who has no variableness or shadow of turning, from the one that is able, willing, and ready to meet our each and every need in our lives. Oh, what a blessing to know that the God that we believe in, he will reward us one day if we stay in faith. If we stay faithful all the way to the end. Bible says, first trust in the Lord while he may be found. Proverbs 3, verse 5 and 6 says, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not to your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him and he shall direct thy path. Yes. When we're talking about seeking, Matthew 6:33 says, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. People of God, when we look at the verb used for acts, they continue to mean keep on action. The verb used for seek means to keep on seeking. Hallelujah. Regardless of what may be said or do, the verb used for knock means to keep on knocking. Don't give up. Don't give in. Keep on knocking. People of God, some prayer requests that we bring before God, it seems to take only a second to be fulfilled, while others take much longer. It is not as if God is up in heaven stamping some prayers with immediate or put on hold. No, child of God, God knows what it takes. He knows when we are ready. He knows how to bring things together. According to Romans 8:28, it says, but we know that all things work together for good. For those that are called for his purpose. Hallelujah. If you love the Lord and you call for such a time as this, thank God. Thank God to be on top of the ground not on top of you. Thank God for still being here in the land of living, that your assignment is not done yet. Your assignment have been totally geared towards, tailor-made to fit you and you only. Nobody can do you except you. So my brothers and sisters in Christ, God is good and worthy to be praised. We are commanded by him to act, to seek, and to knock in our daily prayer life. As unto the Lord. Yes, child of God, all of your prayers and your needs are already fulfilled in the person, in the Lord, Jesus Christ. Yes, behold, there is something about the world, the flesh, and the devil that gets in the way of progress. Hallelujah. That's why we cannot give up. That's why we cannot stop. Keep moving forward. Don't look back. Bible says the devil goes as a roaring lion, seeking who he may devour. Yes, John 10:10 says, the thief come to kill, to steal and to destroy. But Jesus came that we may have life and have it more abundantly. What a blessing to get to that place of enjoying the abundant life. In 2023, God is good and worthy to be praised. So child of God, remember, God, remember some prayer that we pray to the Lord are answered instantly and continuously. But most prayers are like a seed planted in God's promises. Beloved, the prayer needs to be tended to by forgiveness, by faith, by peace, by hope, and by love, the agape love of God. It has to be watered by the word of God as we proclaim God's word. Because of his promises, which shows us his will, God promised to never leave us nor forsake us. He promised to always be there for us and with us. When we look around and continue in the book of Matthew, chapter 7, verse 9 and 11, it says, or what man is there of you whom if his son asks bread, will he give him a stone? Or if he asks a fish for a fish, will he give him a serpent? If ye then, being evil, know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your Father, which is in heaven, give good things to them that ask him? So my brothers and sisters in Christ, we serve an awesome God. We serve a good God. We serve a God that is willing, ready, and able to meet our each and every need. That's why we can't give up. Don't give up on God. Even though your prayer may be held up for a few, God knows what's best. He knows when to loose it forth in your behalf. He knows when you are ready to go on to the next level. He watches us. God, he sit tight, but he look low. God is always watching, and his angels are always looking to see what we do on a daily basis. Hallelujah. Yes, my brothers and sisters in Christ, beloved, we have to settle in our own mind that God is a good God. We must not fear asking God for good. Book of Proverbs chapter 10:22 says, the blessing of the Lord making one rich, and he added no sorrows with it. The blessing of the Lord making one rich, and he added no sorrows with it. So beloved, many people have been taught that the God of the universe does not give good without sneakily wanting something from his people. But beloved, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob is not sneaky. He is not mean spirit. He is not slick. He is not cruel. He is a God of love. Hallelujah. When we ask God for the bread of life, or for spiritual food, or for the gifts of the Holy Spirit, we should not fear. Because the Bible says in 2 Timothy 1:7, for God hasn't given us the spirit of fear, but a power and of love and of a sound mind. Yes, fear is not of God. Fear is of the devil. God have not given us the spirit of fear, but of love, of power, and of a sound mind. That's the type of God that we serve. He's in the addition and multiplication process, where the devil is into subtraction and division. Yes, brothers and sisters in Christ, we are commanded. We are ordered to ask to seek and to knock in our daily prayer life as unto the Lord, as unto God, the one who made us, the one that knows all about us, the one that helped us to overcome in all areas of our lives. Talking about the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit of God have been left here to guide, to lead us and guide us in everything we say and in everything that we do, to keep us on the right track, in the right lane as we move on a steady pace, not being a spectator, but being a participator in the things of God. God is good and worthy to be praised. My brother,
oh,
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. God is good and worthy to be praised. All praise, all glory, all honor belongs to him. Worthy, worthy, worthy is the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world. Praise the Lord. Glory. But we just thank God for each and every one that is listening tonight. For those that be listening at a later date, we just thank God for you and your family. We just thank God because God is still in the blessing business. He's still in the soul-saving business. He's still delivered. He still answers prayer. Hallelujah. Prayer is a way for us to communicate with him. As we pray to him, hallelujah, God will answer our prayer. Sometimes he answers in a way that we know not of. Sometimes we try to, our little finite minds try to, try to work it out ourselves, thinking on how God will bless us. But God does things according to his timetable and according to the way that he sees fit. Remember the word says, how our way, God's ways is not our ways. As high as the heaven is from the earth. Hallelujah. God's ways are higher than our ways. And he knows what is best for each and every one of us. Hallelujah. We may think that he'll come one way, but he may decide to do it another way. So that's why we have to not give up on prayer, to pray continuously, having a mindset, not always audibly, but to be thinking about prayer, to meditate all through the day on prayer. Hallelujah. Prayer is what helps us to have confidence of knowing that the God that we pray for, hallelujah, he will come through in our behalf. Again, I'm reminded of Romans 8:28 that says, but we know that all things work together for good for them that love the Lord and that call according to his purpose. So whatever you are believing God for in 2023, we just touch and agree with you now. Amen. Based on the word of God, it says, if any two of us come in agreement and touch anything here on earth, it'll be done by our Heavenly Father, which is in heaven. So let God come through for you, that you may be able to testify and tell others that God did it. Hallelujah. All I did was just stood, believing, trusting, and agreeing. And God came forth in my behalf, that I received what I've been believing him for, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. So again, tonight we're talking about, as born-again believers of Christ, we are commanded to act, to seek, and to knock in our prayer life, as unto the Lord. As we get in our secret closet and we have a little talk with Jesus, as we communicate with him on a daily basis, being consistent and persistent in our prayer, in prayer, God will, I say God will come through for us. Amen. Isn't that good to know? Hallelujah. Here we see in the book of Matthew chapter 12, it says, if we who are evil can do good for our children, we should believe that God can do good for us as well. Thank you, Lord. In Matthew 7, verse 12, the scripture says, therefore, all things whatsoever ye would that men should do to you, do ye even so to them. But this is the law and prophet. In this verse of scriptures, it is pertaining to the golden rule and the raw law. Notice what the raw law states. It does not say, do to others what they would do to themselves. No, it does not say do to others what the world says is a good thing to do. It does not say do unto others what you want them to do to you. It does not say do unto others what you expect them to do to you. It does not say do unto others what you want God to do for you. But this is what it does say. Therefore, all things whatsoever you would that men should do to you, do ye even so to them, for this is the law and prophet. Brothers and sisters in Christ, God is good and worthy to be praised. Everything that we do must be done as unto the Lord, because he's the one that will reward us in the end. He's the one that will help us when our faith is on trial, when our faith is being tested. He's the one that will help us to see us through. He's the one that will answer prayer according to his timetable. Yes, my brothers and sisters in Christ, beloved, we are simply to love each other with the agape love of God as we love ourselves, and to love our neighbors as ourselves as well. People of God, there are many laws, rules, statutes, commandments, and precepts in the Word of God. If one can truly love God with all one's heart and love one's neighbor as oneself, one has fulfilled all the law. You see, a loving person does not compare, does not envy, does not judge, does not hate, nor cheat, nor lie to his neighbor. A loving person will weep with those who weep, and rejoice with those who rejoice. So, beloved, it is the same with the prophets. You see, the prophets of old, they were moved by the Holy Spirit and to love, the love of God. So, beloved, the gifts of the Holy Spirit are given to us as born-again believers of Christ, regardless of our holiness. Because, beloved, we who believe in God, Jesus' righteousness is imputed. Yes, in other words, have been given. When we were declared as sinners and was headed to hell because of what Jesus did for mankind, took upon himself, hallelujah, placed upon himself the sins of all mankind, became an ultimate sacrifice for us, for sin. Yes, he was sinless, became that ultimate sacrifice that satisfied the requirement, the penalty that God wanted. Jesus Christ became the author and finisher of our faith. He made it possible for every believer in Christ to return to God and be in right standing with him. Yes, as a believer in Christ, we need to work on. We need to work with the Holy Spirit on the fruits of the Spirit in our lives. We cannot ask God to make us more humble or to love us or be hopeful in times like these, because in our lifestyle, in our lives, we have to live a life as unto the Lord, live a life that is clean in his eyesight, regardless of our impurities, regardless of our shortcomings, as we repent consistently, daily. Because while we're in this tent, we're liable to sin. But with God's help, God will help us to overcome. He will help us, hallelujah, to go forth and do good. Bible says in 1 John 1:9, that if we confess our sins, he's faithful and just to forgive us and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. So brothers and sisters in Christ, these are disciplines which we must work on with the help of the Holy Spirit and his power to help us on a daily basis to overcome. As we are stripped, as we are molded into the image of Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, God is allowing us to press on to the next level. He's allowing us to move forward and don't look back. The Bible says that if we put our hand to the plow and we look back, we're not good for the kingdom of God. So we must stay steadfast, unmovable, moving forward, as looking on to Jesus as our set example, that we must be tangled up, tied up, wrapped up in the things of the Lord from this day forward. Here in the Word of God, when we go a little bit further in the book of Matthew, chapter 7, verse 13 and 14, Jesus is speaking and talks about two gates. Hallelujah. And where they will lead. Bible says, enter ye in at the narrow gate, for wide is the gate and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction. And many there be which go in thereat, because straight is the gate and narrow is the way which leadeth unto life, and few be that find it. Here we see in these two scriptures, Jesus gives us, hallelujah, gives us an example about where each leads, the path that we choose. Beloved, here Jesus points for us is of a long road with a long gate that many people are walking on. And at the same time, there is a tiny gate with a road so narrow that some people cannot even find it. You see, it's in the scriptures of God. It always talks about God always has a remnant of believers, those that will abide by his will, those that don't mind living beyond the norm, those that are willing to be an example in a broken and sinful world like we are living in 2023. Beloved, throughout history, God's people have been very rare, very small, always a remnant in every generation. So my brothers and sisters in Christ, let us continue to be persistent and consistent in the things of God. Let us keep praying, trusting and believing that God will come through for his people. Sure, he's coming back. Jesus Christ is coming back for a church without spot, blemish, or wrinkle. Coming back for prepared people to take them to a prepared place. But we must be ready, not getting ready, but staying ready. Hallelujah. Because we never know the hour, the day. We never know the second when Jesus Christ will come back to rapture his children, his followers, to bring them to a place, hallelujah, where it has been prepared for us. John 14, verse 1, 2, and 3 says, let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it was not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go to prepare a place for you, I'll come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, you may be also. So, child of God, the life of a believer in Christ is a life where you must stay on alert. You must live in real grace, in God's grace. So do not get legalistic because you want the true liberty of grace without going too far in one or the other direction. That's why it's very important to seek the Lord while he may be found, to draw nigh to him, and he'll draw nigh to you. Yes, in 2023, when we look around, we see where people have got lazy, where people wants to still be in isolation when it comes to the things of God, where people wants to stay in the house and not return to the assembly of ourselves together. God knows and we know what is best. But God is looking and the angels are steady looking. Even when we consider judging others or judging others for their sin, we don't want to be judgmental, because the same measure that you judge with will come back to you one day. Hallelujah. But we also do not want to allow sin to rule in our lives. It is all a very narrow walk when it comes to walking with Christ as the author and finisher of our faith. Remember this. In 2023, that sin will take you further than you want to go, keep you longer than you want to stay. But in the end, sin will collect its wages, and the wages of sin is death, spiritually as well as physically. So my brothers and sisters in Christ, child of God, we must follow Jesus Christ very slowly and closely, and not allow ourselves to be caught up in this world system of sin and death, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life. And at the same time, in 2023, we must trust Jesus as our hope we must trust Jesus for the righteousness and not trust our own righteousness, because he is the sinless one. He is the one that went to the cross. He is the one that died for the remission of our sins, for the forgiveness of our sins. He is the one that became the ultimate sacrifice, who paid the penalty for the sinners of all mankind. We were judged as sinners, hallelujah, headed to a place called hell. But because of Jesus intervening, because of God taking upon himself the shape of man, body, he demonstrated to us the love that he had for all mankind. John 3:16 says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever shall believe in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. So brothers and sisters in Christ, when we look again to the scriptures that was read in Matthew 7, verse 7 and 8. Beloved, Jesus in these verses is trying to give us some confidence as born-again believers in Christ, giving us some confidence of having a vibrant, active, spiritual lifestyle, prayer life on a daily basis. Again, while reminded, ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and it shall be opened to you. So keep asking, keep knocking, keep seeking. Don't give up and don't give in. God knows what's best. Yes, beloved, everyone who acts, receive it. Everyone who seek it, find it. Everyone who knock it, it shall be open. Child of God, you ought to ask your Heavenly Father, God Almighty, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, for the things that you need, and you are to keep on asking. You are to present your simple petition to the one that has promised to provide for all your needs. As the Bible says in Philippians 4:19, but my God shall supply our each and every need, according to his riches and glory, by Christ Jesus. Yes, child of God, you are to act and keep on acting with full assurance that God hears your very cry and that he will answer the prayers that is offered in faith and in line with his will. So beloved, we have been given access into the throne room of grace for mercy in time of help, to find help in time of need. Yes, God promised that he will be a present help in times of need. Yes, my brothers and sisters in Christ, again, we are talking about, we are commanded to act, to seek, and knock in our daily prayer life unto the Lord. Yes, also, we are to seek the Lord and to keep on seeking him. For by him and through him, we will know. We will know. Hallelujah. The truth, and the truth will make us free. Beloved, the more we seek the Lord in 2023, the more our faith will be established in him. Remember that now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Also well reminded in Hebrews 11 and 6, but without faith, it's impossible to please God. And them that come to God must believe that he is who he say he is. And he is the rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Yes, our seeking is designed by God to enable us to grow in grace and in the knowledge of the Lord Jesus. We are to seek and keep on seeking for the one who searches of the deep truth of God will not be disappointed by him, but will be greatly rewarded by God one day. So be faithful in doing everything as unto the Lord. Be faithful. Be faithful unto God. Hallelujah. Yes, the word of God says here in the book of Proverbs 2, it says, it is the glory of God to conceal a thing, but the honor of kings is unsearchable. So people of God, we are called by Jesus' name, to be kings and priests and to be his ministers of reconciliation, to display God's glory to a lost world that we are living in. So, beloved, we are to knock with patience, endurance, and steadfast perseverance. We are to knock with confidence and humility in 2023. As we bring this teaching to a close tonight, we are thankful and grateful for everyone that tuned in. We are thankful and grateful as we minister. We are commanded to ask, to seek, and knock in our daily prayer life unto the Lord God Almighty. So keep asking, keep praying, keep seeking, keep knocking. One day, when God sees fit, he will respond and answer the prayer that your heart desires. He will do it as unto him from this day forward. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen.
Thank you, Apostles, for that message today on prayer. We hope that you've gleaned some information you can use to make changes in your life. If so, please share the number 347-826-9424 with your family and your friends and have them join you as you join us every Tuesday and Friday evening at 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. We'd love to have all of you. Should you have questions, comments, topics you'd like to hear discussed, please feel free to write to us at P.O. Box 92864, Lafayette, Louisiana, 70509. Again, that's P.O. Box 92864, Lafayette, Louisiana, 70509. Address your correspondence to Dudley, D-U-D-L-E-Y, Tebow, T-H-I-B as in boy, E-A-U-X as in x-ray, or Lisa Tebow. We'd love to hear your comments. Again, God bless you. Have a great weekend, and the Lord willing, we'll be back with you again on Tuesday at 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. God bless.